This is an audiobook recording of Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Details, purchase, and access to a copy of the book have been listed in the description box. Please enjoy, and let us all be lazy intellectuals. Peace. Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Chapter 17, Part 2. The companions even made changes in the prayers. Anas ibn Malik said, I knew nothing during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi better than the prayer. He said, have you not lost what you have lost in it? Al-Zuhri said, I went to see Anas ibn Malik in Damascus and found him crying. I asked him, what is making you cry? He answered, I have known nothing but these prayers, and they have been lost. I would like to make it clear that it was not the followers who implemented the changes after all the intrigues and civil wars. Rather, it was the Khalif Uthman who first made change in the Prophet's tradition regarding the prayers. Also, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha was involved in these changes. Al-Bukhari and Muslim both stated in their books that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi performed two prayers at Mina and Abu Bakr after him. Then Umar and Uthman, who later performed four prayers. Muslim also stated in his book that Al-Zuhri asked, Urwa, why did Aisha complete her prayers during the journey? He answered, she improvised in the same way as Uthman did. Umar used to improvise and interpret the clear texts of the Prophet's tradition and even the Holy Quranic texts. Like he used to say, two pleasures were allowed during the life of the Messenger of Allah, but now I disallow them and punish those who commit them. I tell the person who is in a state of ritual impurity or cannot find water not to pray. That was in spite of the words of Allah, the Most High, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, if you do not find water, then use clean sand. Al-Bukhari stated in his book, in a chapter which deals with ritual impurity, I heard Shakik ibn Salma saying, I was with Abdullah and Abu Musa, and Abu Musa asked, what do you say about a man who is unclean but cannot find water? Abdullah answered, he should not pray until he finds water. Abu Musa then asked, what do you think about what the Prophet said to Ammar regarding the issue of impurity when Ammar asked him? Abdullah said, for that reason, Umar was not satisfied with that. Abu Musa said, forget about what Ammar said, but what do you say about the Quranic verse? Abdullah did not know what to say, but he justified his stance by saying, if we let them do that, then whenever the water becomes cold, they avoid using it to clean themselves, and instead, they use sand. I said to Shakik, Abdullah is most certainly hated for that. He said, yes. Number 3. The companions testify against themselves. Anas ibn Malik said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said to Al-Ansar, you will notice after me some great selfishness, but be patient until you meet Allah and his Messenger by the pool. Anas said, we were not patient. Al-A'la ibn al-Musayyib heard his father saying, I met Al-Bara ibn Azib, may Allah honour them both, and said to him, bless you, you accompany the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and you voted for him under the tree. He said, my son, you do not know what we have done after him. This early companion, who was one of those who voted for the Prophet under the tree, and who received the blessings of Allah, for Allah knew what was in their hearts, testified against himself and his companions that they did not keep the traditions. This testimony is a confirmation of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi talked about and predicted, in that his companions would break with his traditions and fall back on their heels. How could any sensible person, after all this evidence, believe in the righteousness of all the companions, as the Sunnis do? He who believes that is definitely reversing the order of logic and scholarship, and there will be no intellectual criteria for the researcher to use in his quest for the truth. Chapter 17. To be continued.